Good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, ready to get ready now for Christmas. Well, we are back with details of another wake-up call from Malaysia, coming to you with me, Richard Martin, your host, and the date is Monday, November the 27th, 2017. Well, an alarming number of shoppers are still paying off their debt from last Christmas, according to CNBC. During the 2016 season, baby boomers proved most likely to take on debt to finance their purchases, with 63% of respondents copping to the habit. Other generations took on debt as well, including 58% of Gen Xers and 40% of millennials. What's alarming about this pattern is that many Americans are still carrying last year's debt as they head into yet another holiday season. Millennials are the worst culprits here. 24% still haven't paid off credit card debt incurred during the 2016 shopping season, while 16% of Gen Xers haven't done so, and only 8% of boomers have failed to do so. So today's show will start with details. I'm going to give you a little talk about the difference between American and worldwide healthcare, and you need to be prepared to be shocked for this, and appalled and embarrassed, frankly, and angry. There was no need for this to happen, and I will give you the lowdown on how it all came about. Whether there is anything to do about it or not is another matter. But Trump promised and failed to follow through on his campaign promise. Surprise, surprise. Anyway, we'll see. The next thing I'm going to talk about is a technical phenomenon in the stock market called the inverted yield curve. And I'm going to talk about that because it is actually quite important, and we haven't seen it for one decade, in fact, just before the last meltdown we saw in the market. So this might be quite important. Then I'm going to talk about what a government does with your money when it gets desperate. And so a word to the wise is called for here, ladies and gentlemen. You need to hear this. Then I think, I hope I'm going to have the last word to say on the Trump-Russia collusion story. May not be, but I have more to say about that, which I think is very important for you to hear. Jobs will be shortly vanishing in the automotive sector at a pace which is so phenomenal that nobody, of course, needless to say, wants to talk about it. Well, I will. So that's another observation that you will be treated to on the show today. I'm going to talk a little bit about tax systems which work well, which of course does not include the United States, but there are some of them out there, so we'll have a little look in on that. Did you know that the average U.S. household debt, that's the amount of national of debt, held nationally by U.S. households individually, is $137,063. So I'm going to talk about that. So have a wonderful week ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I will be back on Friday. As always, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.